Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for this podcast this year. We're wrapping up season one today, and it's been an incredible journey. I hope you've enjoyed learning as much as I have. And we're going to conclude today with a reflection on when we received the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a good question. You ask yourself, well, when did we receive the mitzvah of Shabbos? On the one hand, you would say, of course, we got Shabbos with all the other mitzvahs when we arrived at Sinai. It's even one of the Ten Commandments. Some of you are thinking, well, in the Shabbos davening, it says, Yismach Moshe, Moshe is happy, b'matanas chelko, with the gift of his portion. And you're thinking, what does it mean, Moshe had a portion? So the Tur, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, he writes in the 14th century, in his halachic work, he says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro in Egypt. And he said to him, these Jews, they need one day of a break. And Moshe said, why don't you give them one day off every week? And I'm going to suggest it should be Saturday. It should be the seventh day of the week. And when they were given this commandment on Har Sinai, Moshe was happy. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. That's what it means. Moshe was happy because his idea that we should have a restful day once a week on the seventh day, that was confirmed. Chazal, however, identify two other possible times that we have received the mitzvah of Shabbos. In the second way that Hashem reflects on the Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Va'eschanan, we are told, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, guard the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, Ka'asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, just as Hashem your God commanded you. What does that mean? What does that mean, just as Hashem your God commanded you? Of course, when God gave us the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Statements on Har Sinai, He gave it to us once. It is told to us once in the book of Shmos and once in the book of Devarim. When it tells us in Devarim, it's not referring to a previous time that we got the Luchos. This is it. So what does it mean, Kasher Tzivchos? The Gemara Masechah Shabbos on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph goes over to Pei Zayin Beis. Actually, it says we got Shabbos before we got to Har Sinai. The Pasuk says, in Shmos, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, that at the end of the episode when the Jews complained about the bitter water when they left Egypt after crossing the Yamsuf, they arrived at a place called Mara, Sham there, Sam lo Chok Umishpat. There God gave us Chok Umishpat, laws and rules. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rashi quotes it right there on the spot, He gave us Miktsas Parshios Shel Torah, several elements of Torah, Shiasaskabem, that we should be engaged in them. And what do they include? The first one is Shabbos. So if someone's asked you, when is the first time that we got the mitzvah of Shabbos? You would tell them in Mara. Mara was that stop right after we crossed through the Yamsuf. Great. However, the problem is, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Amrav Yudah Marav, Il Mole Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Rishona. Had we, the Jewish people, just fully observed the Shabbos, the first Shabbos, the initial Shabbos, the Shabbos that we had our first opportunity, Lo Sholta Behem Uma V'Lashon, no nation would have ever been able to reach us. What are we talking about? The onslaught of Amalek, who attacked us in the desert. The Pasuk says, Vahi b'yom ha'shvi yatzu min ha'am lilkot, that the Jewish people, the Shabbos, the first Shabbos that they got the mun, they went out to collect food, which was, of course, a violation of Shabbos against what Moshe Rabbeinu had told them. Uchziv basrei, what comes immediately afterwards? Vayavu Amalek, Amalek attacked them. So the Gemara says here in Shabbos on 118b that we had the opportunity to observe our first Shabbos when we got the mun. Wait a minute. We didn't get the mun until later in Parshas Beshalach. After we leave Mara, we come to Elim, then we go to Alush, we get the mun. Wait a second, we got the mun much after Mara. Did we get Shabbos at Mara, or did we get it when we received the mun? This is Tosa's question on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Did we get it at Mara, or did we get it later where they got the mun? So three different approaches to this question. The first is found in the Tosfei HaRosh, the Rosh's commentary on the Gemara. You're talking now early 14th century, parallel to the Tosfos, 118b in Shabbos. He says, you know what? We actually got two stages. In Mara, Hashem commanded it to Moshe, but He didn't convey it to us until we got to the Mun, to the stage of the Mun at Olush. Two stages. First, Moshe was taught, then the second stage, Moshe taught us. he's not super excited about that, because then, based on some midrashim, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu is, so to speak, at fault for not telling it to us early. But at least that's how you can resolve the conflict, by saying the two Gemaras are talking about two different things. Moshe got Shabbos at Mara, we got Shabbos after we got the Mun. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the great, prominent, amazing Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhin Yeshiva in the 19th century, he has a different way of slicing this. He says, it's true, the Jewish people knew about the concept of Shabbos from Mara. However, we weren't commanded to observe it until we got the Mun in Alush at that second phase. So again, two Gemaras, two stages. First stage, we became aware of it. Second stage, we became obligated. But there is a magnificent, beautiful third option, which is offered by the Heiliges Vasemes, the great Ger Rebbe in Parshas Beshalach, Tuf Reish Mem Gimel, in the 1800s. He says, there is a beautiful idea that Hashem gave us Shabbos not just as a commandment. The Pasuk, when it describes Shabbos in the context of the month, the Sfarno notes, Re'u, look, his bonery, you should pay attention, ki Hashem nasan lechem Shabbos, God gave us the Shabbos, and the Sfarno says, Ein zu mitzvah bilvad, it's not just a commandment, aval hi matana, it is a gift. So says the Sfasem, it's a beautiful, beautiful pshat, that it's true, as Tosas points out, we got Shabbos twice. The first time we got it as a commandment, as an experience, as an obligation, that was in Mara. But when we arrived in Olush, when we received the Mun, then we received the Shabbos as a matana, as a gift. The Gemara says, Matana Tova Yeshli Beveis Genozai. Hashem says, I have a beautiful, amazing matana, a gift in my treasure house. I have an amazing gift in my treasure house, and I want to give it to you, the Jewish people. That is Shabbos, Shabbos Shema. And not only that, you have to let the person know when they're receiving a gift. Why? Because the concept of a gift is to build a relationship, to build positive feelings, to create a connection. Hashem says, Re'u, look, I'm giving you the Shabbos. Why? Because I want to have a relationship with you. I'm giving it to you as a matana. The Sfasemes points out that when somebody sells an item, the seller, when he gives away the item, he's focused on the money that he's going to receive. But when you give a gift, you're focused on the relationship. A no-sein, a person who gives a gift, the Sfasemes points out, based on the Gemara, beautiful idea, ha no-sein ba'ayin yafa no-sein. If you give a gift, you give it with a generous eye. Re'u, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with us. He wants us to realize that this is a gift, and a gift is meant to nurture a connection. We spent the past many months studying different aspects of Shabbos, and Emir Hashem, in a few months, we're going to continue with season two. But just to conclude and realize that Shabbos, this experience, it's not just a set of obligations or expectations. It's not just the sanctity of time. It's also the concept of the gift of a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to connect with us. And therefore, he gave us this amazing gift, this Matana Tova, this beautiful, precious treasure, which perhaps we were obligated, says the Sfasemes, first when we got Tamara, but we only appreciated it as a gift when we received it at the Mun experience. Every single Shabbos we make Lecha Mishnah, we have two breads, we remember the Mun. When we bring Shabbos in, we have to remember it's not just an obligation, it's also a gift. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.